AJ,
well done, yes sir.
You think you could spit a little bar? We give you a couple words. Maybe like, two words, not
I
four.
I like to blow my trumpet and that, do you know what I mean? In my last fight, I had to watch my weight.
Wait.
I'm eating too much, even though I'm a heavyweight.
Yay!
I'm on time and I'm never ever late. I'm hustling hard so I can go on and be a great.
Great.
In JD, chilling with my mates.
Mate.
I stay low key, never ever moving bait.
Mate.
Keep it calm, ring the alarm. Man chat, get slapped with my palm.
Alright, oh, one sec, one sec.
Hey, yes, it's intended to mature. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingBooks.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making women justice like,
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Sorry it's been a minute, but we are busy uploading, so hopefully you've subscribed to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and been getting those notifications for those fire interviews with Danny Garcia, Ken Porter, Sean Porter, and others. Steven Espinoza. Dun, dun, dun. But today, we have our own drama to talk about. Anthony Joshua never signed the contract. So he's just making videos saying how he's going to sign things and send them so that Wilder could feel secure. Yet it's not signed. But we got more details to discuss because the terms seem to be very one-sided. If there's a draw, no rematch. So if we don't have a definitive outcome, we should not schedule a rematch to have a definitive outcome. Yeah, that makes sense. Man, those old Matchroom boys sure know how to put a fight together. Let's get this party started. You know that I'm going to call in 1-425-569-5241. We'll give you more details on this, so don't just think that's all that there is. We'll read quotes and tell you where they're coming from. You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. You must send a friend request in order to be part of the show. Let's head on out to our co-hosts from all around the globe.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo, what's going on, TVB family? We back with another one. If Wilder wants this work, he can get it ASAP. But I didn't sign the contract. God damn, what's going on in the world? Rob, how can you defend this today? It's going to be fun.
Dollar D, Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predict he's going to beat me. He lost his
smash. Why doesn't Wilder know that 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
This is just bullshit. Why can't we just make fights?
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, a little bit of news coming from Shirley Finkel. Yeah, AJ apparently hasn't signed it. It's Eddie's signature on there. And no rematch if there's a draw. I'm going to do my best. I think I've got an angle to come at, so bring it on. I don't care.
So AJ didn't even sign it. His daddy Eddie signed it, huh? Eddie had to put his name on it. What's up with that? Is Eddie fighting?
I'm sure he probably...
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is all coming from Shelley Finkel speaking to World Boxing News. They've got the story here.
And
I got a theory.
Go ahead.
I think maybe Eddie and AJ are like Floyd and Broner used to be once in a while. You know, once upon a blue time, it was like, that's big bro. So like if Floyd loses, it's like I lost. You know what I'm saying? So like if Eddie signs, it's like I signed. Maybe that's what Joshua thinks.
Well, Eddie does run Joshua like promotionally. So I'm guessing that signature was on behalf of the promotional company. So I mean, but at the same time, man, you can't be out in
I don't get it. Why make public videos that you're literally gonna send a signed contract? I mean, I don't get it. But that's besides the point, because that's just like a typo, right? He didn't sign. He forgot the sign. That's just a typo.
That draw shit. What about
this rematch clause? Like, they keep sticking up on this rematch. First, it was like, no, we don't have any problems with the rematch. And now, all of a sudden, there's still another issue with the rematch. And these are the terms that have to keep going back and forth. These are the reasons there's so many emails. Because it's like, oh, wait, you say you don't have a problem with the rematch, but it says if we get a draw, there is no rematch.
And people in the chat, please do me a favor. If you guys can ever think of a fight that ended in a draw and there was not a rematch, let me know. Please let me know.
I mean, it's not so much even that. Was it in the contract beforehand, you know? If this is all true, I mean, obviously we'll at some point hear Eddie's side of things. And I know Nez, you'll say, oh, here he is, the king of deflection and whatever. But, you know, unless any of us see the proof, we'll never actually truly know. But the draw thing, I mean, I'm going to come at it that if Wilder's that confident...
Hey, hold on 1 second, Ryan. Shout out to my guy, Ryan. This guy is amazing. I'm surprised that you don't even know this, Rob. Nigel Benn and Chris Eubank had a fight that ended in a draw, and there was not a rematch. Right or wrong?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
It's a UK thing. It's a UK thing.
Look. If Wilder's that confident, this shouldn't be a problem anyway, should it? If he's going to go over and take all the bouts, it's his destiny, his legacy, he's the most feared. He's going to go over, beat AJ, and it doesn't need a rematch anyway, does it?
But what if they go to like a war and Joshua knocks Wilder down and Wilder knocks Joshua down and it's six rounds plus the knockdown and it's a draw and we want to see it again, but Eddie's like, no.
Then AJ retains his titles. Wilder retains his title and we don't see a rematch apparently. So
that's not like catering to the fans, which AJ has stated that's what he's doing it for. That's why he wants to fight in Wembley, for the fans, right? Right or wrong?
Okay. Look, I knew coming into this, I had a difficult job trying to defend this, but it seems a little strange. But like I say, and you know, we haven't heard, we're hearing one side of things. To a point, you know, they're negotiating with Fury apparently, and that's, what was it today, 99% done. They're looking at Vegas for that and everything, but...
Oh, shit!
Are you looking forward
to it? Big time party. I mean, it would be a real slip-up on Matchroom and Eddie Hearn's part if all of a sudden Anthony Joshua ends up being the B-side in the AJ versus Wilder fight.
Man, shout out to
Wilder and Fury come through. What are you making faces, Rob? But what if Wilder and Fury come? Listen to me. I still haven't put out that video with Espinoza, right? But speaking of the Mikey Earl pay-per-view, he's only looking to do 200,000. 200,000 buys, Rob. No, absolutely. But that's all the network wants.
People need to go and see what Ken Porter thinks it does. Go and check that video out.
Ken Porter thinks it does 75,000. And let's, you know, just for argument's sake, let's remember Crawford Postal did 50,000. Now we have barometers. But this is my thing. That's a lightweight moving up a division with already a small fan base, maybe 700,000 average. Earl Spence, 800,000 average viewerships. And they're expecting 200,000. So Wilder Fury... There is the fact that the Fury is not from the U.S., so we can't just automatically assume it's going to double the 200,000. But there's a strong possibility, due to the nature of the heavyweights and how casuals come out, that this could get to at least 500,000. I don't know. I mean, I know that's a reach because this man's never been on pay-per-view. But again, if we're using the network's barometer of Mikey getting 200, with Earl, or let's just use real numbers. David Lemieux and Triple G. did 170. I mean, Tyson Fury is way more man than fucking David Lemieux. And Deontay Wilder, let's not even argue about it. Let's say him and Gennady are the same on popularity. So, obviously, a bump in pay-per-view sales there. Ward Kovalev, same thing. Ward more of a Golden Boy darling, gold medalist. Kovalev more of the guy that really can't be the antagonist because he has no vocabulary. Two separate personalities. Fury is going to sell this. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. But let's get back to what we're here to discuss.
Real quick, man. Shout out to the Super Chat King, B. Pauly. Man, AJ makes it hard to support him. Shaking my head.
He makes it hard to make a deal.
Hashtag undisputed. Hashtag TBV. Hashtag number two podcast behind Joe Budden. Thanks for the love, B. Pauly.
Hashtag Joe Budden.
It's hip-hop, baby.
Let's go out to some quotes here.
Hip shop.
And I quote, there's no doubt in my mind they don't want to fight Deontay Wilder in April. In April. He's not even talking about the old negotiations, all right? So just in case anyone had this in doubt, this is supposedly the new contract for April 13th, which is already solidified in Wembley, but we all know Dillian White just scored a very sexy win, which sells the domestic rematch. But Nestor told you this already, and that's why he's been calling himself Nestradamus and speaking about himself in the third person, because usually when you're that smart, you shouldn't speak of yourself, you know, single person view. It should be like third person shit. Anyway, back to the quote. Finkel exclusively told World Boxing News, if they did, they wouldn't have sent the contract with more impediments in than the first time. I mean, they don't even have their own lies together right now. Joshua said he'd send a signed contract that removed all impediments and that is would, I don't know what the fuck, and that is would be signed. I don't know. I guess that's a typo on the website. I guess they meant to say and that it would be signed, but the contract is not even signed by him. It's signed by Eddie Hearn. Barry Hearn also sent a tweet out yesterday stating that the contract was signed by AJ, but it's not. And added to that, they have now put more blocks on the rematch clause than before. Go ahead.
Hold on a second, man. Now, could this be propaganda? Because yesterday we heard about Frank Warren had seen the contract. Now, he did not state that he did not see Anthony Joshua's signature on the contract. So, could this be a plan?
No. You're missing contracts. Warren seen the original contract Deontay Wilder sent to Anthony Joshua. We're discussing the contract now that for April 13, 2019, that Joshua and Team Hearn have sent Wilder for the Wembley fight.
Okay, well, just playing devil's advocate. Could this be propaganda on the Wilder side saying that they don't see the AJ signature, which now we don't have proof. We just have Shelley Finkel's word, right or wrong?
I mean, yes and no, but what do they win, right? It's not like they needed to sign it and send it back because AJ clearly said on an interview that they have until February to sign it or January to sign it.
I mean, what they win is what we're doing right now. They keep the fight relevant in the people's mind, right or wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, this is like free publicity for the fight.
I don't think so. I think if Wilder's team had a legitimate contract that had AJ's signature, it would be dumb of them to lie and say AJ did not sign it. If the signature is there, I'm sure Matchroom has a fucking copy, bro. I'm sure they even have like a timestamp of when it was sent. If it was faxed, they have a fax, you know, a fax copy. If it was emailed, they have an email copy. Like, it would be dumb to lie and say that signature is not there.
Well, I'm looking forward
to produce the contract themselves.
I'm looking forward to the rebuttal by Eddie Hearn and Coogan Kagan on the next interview.
Let me continue here. In the original contract, and I opening quote, in the original contract for a fight in 2018, Deontay rejected because the rematch clause only being in place for Joshua. Now they've added a rematch won't take place if it's a draw. I mean, there has to be a rematch if there's a draw. They don't even have their own story straight. End quote. Now, just to think about things and put them into perspective, Canelo Triple G, draw, rematch. Not immediate, though. Draw, rematch, not immediate.
Now, Ron did state that Julio Cesar Chavez and Pernell Whitaker had a fight that ended in a draw that many people thought Pernell won that did not end up in another rematch. Just saying.
Yeah, because Pernell was a slick black fighter and fucking Julio Cesar Chavez was a franchise.
It's the only reason Canelo Triple G wasn't immediate because of the suspension though, right? And Triple G just got another fight in, didn't he?
Exactly.
Kind of will be an immediate rematch as far as Canelo's concerned, right?
It would have been, yes. Or it is as far as Canelo's concerned. You're right, he did have no fights. Mm-hmm. And I continue. Opening quote, the bottom line is they don't want to make the fight. They didn't want to make it in September, and they don't want to make it now for April. If they did, they would have changed the things. Deontay was adverse to an original contract, like Joshua said they would. Obviously, whether Joshua is afraid or they are afraid or they are fooling the public regarding this fight, they are not looking to fight Deontay Wilder April 13th. They are lying. They don't want to fight April 13th, or they would have sent the contract, or they wouldn't have sent the contract the way that they did. The fact is, they sent a contract worse than before and left in the things Deontay wanted changed. They have no desire to fight on April 13th whatsoever, and they keep telling the public lies. People who want to be his fans, that's fine. But don't believe the lies coming from the Joshua side surrounding these negotiations. Deontay Wilder wants this fight, and it's not down to anything on his side. It's not happening. So, oh, damn, another one. If, however, terms are realistic in the future, we would be open to receiving the contract we are expecting and would be happy to look at it if the impediments were removed, as previously stated by Joshua himself. So all they got to do is revise it, bro. Simple as that. It's sad that we're still here talking about this bullshit, back and forth bullshit.
So does the 15 million still, that's okay with them, right? No mention.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It shouldn't be okay.
It looks like it. It looks like there's no mention of money, so we can't assume that he doesn't want the money. He's saying the impediments that Deontay did not want in there are still in there, which are the rematch clause. He didn't say it was the money.
He accepted that originally, right? So,
and he accepted the money originally. I'm sure they're going to up the offer, though. There's no way that this fight is the same. And Deontay made that clear. So I'm pretty sure this contract came with a new offer. Maybe.
Even if after Deontay beats Tyson Fury, there's for sure no $15 million.
Mike, can you turn yourself up a bit?
Give me 1 second.
But yeah, Mike's saying once Fury and Wilder get it on, and he's assuming Wilder wins, that his stock has risen and again would deserve more money. Because obviously if this is pay-per-view and Las Vegas and he would be the lineal, you know, he beat the man, suddenly Wilder's got more to bring to the negotiation table.
That's exactly what I was saying, Rob. Exactly what I was saying. How I sound out next? Good.
Yeah, you're better now, man.
All right, thanks. But yeah, Ness, about the whole Tyson Fury thing, like, if that happens, man, like, there's no way that the $15 million flat fee can still stand.
Oh, of course not. But remember, Joshua never said he was up in the offer. Joshua said, I'm just going to put my signature on it so he sees it's real. That's all. They never said they were going to up more than 15.
I'm just going to just pick up on something Shirley said. Joshua said he'd send a signed contract. Maybe Joshua did send it. He put it in the post or whatever. Maybe it just didn't mean he signed. I'm clutching. I'm reaching.
All good. Well, I guess final thoughts, gentlemen.
Final thoughts. Yeah, I knew coming into this, you know, it didn't maybe look good. I want to hear Eddie's side. That, you know, until we get the chance to hear both sides. Obviously, I'm going to bleed Eddie's when it comes out, so it doesn't really matter. But when you only hear one side, you know, it's kind of, you know, you don't know quite whether it's true or is there's it, you know, slightly twisted in some way. But if it is all true, there's, you know, the stuff we're hearing from one side and then hearing it's different, it maybe doesn't look that good. But I think we've proper gone away from this fight at the moment anyway, like Tyson.
I'm tired. I mean, look, when you sent this in the pre-pro, what did I say? I said more of this, like, because at this point, Joshua has a fight and we're just pointing the finger over and over. With every piece of information that comes out, we're like, you see, it was Joshua's fault. No, you see, it's Wilder's fault. So it's just like, I'm tired, bro. People think I'm not. They think like this, I'm having fun with this topic. I'm done.
I can vouch for Nez in our pre-pro chat. I hovered over the send button. Shall I? Because this is not a good look for my.
You know, the honest to God reason that we are even doing this is because you've been asking since the like 7 hours ago. Are we working? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna turn him away. You know, when he wants to, I was uploading, but I'm like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of this topic. Like, they need to fight or not fucking fight. I'm tired. I was so happy to hear that Wilder's negotiating with someone else. Move on, bro, because Joshua moved on.
Yeah.
Joshua's about to fight. He's about to make hella dough, and it's about to be a spectacle. It's on pay-per-view. It's going to be on DAZN. Like, he moved the fuck on, and I want to just move on, too.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I had your back, Nez. I didn't want, oh, here we go, another Wilder voice fucking episode. I just had your back. Nez did say in the pre-pro chat, oh, really? Are we going to do another one of these? So, you know, don't give the big man too much.
I don't even care. Listen, we gotta cater to the UK, right? We found out they're holding us down strong. So we'll talk about what they want to talk about, you know?
I didn't really. It was just the only one that people might say, why didn't you do a show about this? Because, you know, I sort of see the Twitter and it's, Nez, are you going to do a show about this? Nez, what about this? So kind of had to cover this because it is kind of, you know, kind of important, but it's more regurgitated finger pointing and who's at blame for it. But like you say, this has just got to move on now. Because unless Eddie says something that proves it the other way.
Yo, BBC is whack too anyway, right? Because like, let's say Wilder does what the fuck we want and he flies to the UK and he fucking crashes the party. They're not even going to let him in. They don't do it in the US. They don't do it here because then Big Baby try and they ain't let him in. It's like, it's corny. So yeah, Tyson Fury got in, though. They ain't stopped Tyson Fury in Brooklyn.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but Frank Warren has apparently invited Deontay to attend his fight in Belfast. So he's going to be over in Ireland.
The August 18th?
Yeah, apparently Frank Warren has invited Deontay to come down for the fight.
And that'd be good for Deontay to go down there and mix with those Irish fans, too.
Yeah, and
Belfast is Ireland?
Yeah. Northern Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Holy shit. You need a visa?
No, I don't know. Long time since I left these shores.
Dude, I'm about to text Deontay if I could go with him.
Yeah, my final thoughts are that I pretty much like the whole thing that's going on. Just keep the fight relevant. Keep it relevant in the hardcore and the mainstream media too. So what they're doing is just what I pretty much thought they were doing, just keeping the fight relevant. And I think it's good for the sport. I mean, just the biggest fight that could be made. You got two of the biggest names in the sport. So let's get them in the ring. But that draw shit has to come out, period. Go ahead, Rob.
That's ridiculous. I can't even believe they tried to slide that in there.
I mean, for me, as far as the heavyweight division goes, these two top guys, as you say, they're whoever's to blame or whatever, it's all gone back and forth, but they're kind of stalling things up and it's allowing all the guys underneath them. They're all catching momentum. They're all looking good. It's all moving on underneath them and they're all lining themselves up for this, but we're waiting to see, you know, the main event. So all the, you know, all the cards sort of fall into place and we see where like Dillian White's heading or where Big Baby's heading or, you know, and Tyson, how he's going to fit into all this. So these two top guys need to, you know, get things moving. I know, like you're saying, as they're going in their own direction again now, it seems. And maybe that's for the best and this big fight's going to have to wait. You know, hopefully not Mayweather-Pacquiao style, but it's going to have to wait, and we're just going to have to see how the rest of these guys get on.
Hey, son, this might end up becoming a real true saga.
Hey, Andre Diakonu says you only need a passport to get to Ireland.
Dude, if Wilder actually does a pay-per-view and it's slightly successful, well, then Brazil's a pay-per-view. And everything else, you understand? That's how it works. Like, Bob started Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. on pay-per-view, bro. That kid was fucking doing John Duddy pay-per-views twice, you know, straight to pay-per-view. So,
yeah, I mean, look at AJ. He's done his ever since he's been on. That's how, like you say, that's kind of how it works. But especially, I mean, this top heavyweight division, I don't know. I know the UK buys everything because we see it as AJ's fighting sort of, you know, the upper tier of the division. And if Deontay is going to start going down that route, then surely he's going to be a pay-per-view star over there. So, I mean, how many buys do you think it does, Fury and Wilder? What's your
500,000.
Think, well, yeah.
Fury is the lenial, and I'm not using that for argument's sake. He's the lenial. He's the last guy Americans know beat Vladimir, right? Then AJ did it 2 years later. So how many Americans remember, as you know, or came back, right?
But purely selling it.
Then Fury already fought in the U.S. Unlike AJ, Fury has already made his name in the U.S. He fought Cunningham on national television and did 4 million views on NBC, okay? Then Fury came to Brooklyn and made another massive fucking splash at the Barclays Center. He was drunk. People were, like, loving him. There's tons of video.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah, he was out there singing. So, and then he crashed the fight and he got in the ring. What we tell these other fucking fighters to do, he did. So don't forget, we can't forget to factor in that he puts on Batman suits. He shows up in a yellow Lamborghini. He wrestles the Joker at a press conference. He'll get naked at a press conference. He'll curse you out. He'll talk about God. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Other political things that he shouldn't touch on at any given moment. And, you know, these two men together is just, I mean, we might need the plexiglass. We might.
We got a real quick super chat from Andre Diakonu, which is a very good question. What would the potential purse for Wilder versus Fury be? Would you guys think it's like a $60 million fight or maybe a $100 million fight?
Hell no.
Tell me, what do you think?
Man, that shit gonna be like a Kovalev pay-per-view.
Really? You think like 170?
We're talking guarantees, or you talking about numbers, buys.
Talking about guarantees first, then buys.
Yeah, all right. Well, go look at Ward's guarantee. He made like $5 million. What are you talking about? Maybe. I think it was like 2.5, or maybe that was for the Barrera. But it's a Google search away, I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? Ward made a little bit of money, and then Kovalev made even less money because, you know, he had to. So that's how it's going to be. You got to get back in. You got to sell and make money on the back. You keep the networks happy. Let them get their 50. Then you make your money on the back. So they better go out there and sell. They better be planning a press conference. Listen, you could go check my interview with Danny Garcia, Danny Swift Garcia from Philadelphia, former WBC champ and unified 140-pounder. We were talking pay-per-views and whether or not Earl and Garcia merited being on pay-per-view. Listen to how he talks about how to build a pay-per-view star. And again, taking a page out of Mayweather, he's following that blueprint. He wants the all-access. He wants the 24/7. So much so, he's invested in himself with the same Showtime fucking crew. That's insane, okay? But that deserves a metaphorical smack to everyone in his team, everyone that's around them, everyone that invests in them, Showtime, CBS, Les Moonves, every fucking body. There's no right that a fighter should be paying for his own publicity. It's ridiculous.
Very quick. Ward is getting, got for the rematch, $6.5 million, and Kovalev just got a commission base off the pay-per-view sales, a percentage of the pay-per-view. He didn't have get a purse.
There you go, man. When you ain't a draw, you ain't a draw. They got to make a final way to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
And do we expect Showtime to do like a Mayweather-style press conference where he do 4 or 5 cities?
Dog, it's all about finances, man. Hopefully they do. Hopefully they do so that they don't lose money. Hopefully they do. They do multiple cities. Multiple cities and countries. They got to go. Look, they got to go to Ireland. They got to go to UK. They got to go to US, LA, New York. You know what I mean? It's got to be. You know, if they want to be smart, I don't know the statistics on Mexicans liking heavyweight boxing, but I mean, we all know Mexicans are a big boxing, you know, culture, so they might as well fucking go to Mexico.
Mexico City. I would say instead of LA, I would do Vegas because Vegas is more of a fight town, and you might get a little bigger buzz.
Are you crazy, bro? Vegas is dead when it's not an event. So if you do a press conference in Vegas, all you're getting is like local media. LA is a fucking hotbed.
Okay.
Look at the size of the airport in LA and in New York. You know what I'm saying?
I've never been to LA or New York.
Oh, you about to start flying. It's all good. TBV, nigga. Wings. You got wings, baby. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the YouTube button that has a little thumb. It looks like this, and you turn it blue, and then it makes my face go from blue to happy because it helps with the visibility of the show. You can also drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and have it read in our English accent by UK Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out to the callers first. A word from the sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Gary in Dallas, holla at me.
Real quick, with the rematch thing, I think you're making a big deal out of nothing, right? Like, if the Wilder-AJ fight ended in a draw, a rematch would happen organically because there'd be so much demand for it, right?
Okay, like, so what's the point of leaving that out then? Why leave it out then? If it's such a thing that it's like, oh, it's bound to happen, so why leave it out? Why not just make it solidified?
No, that's a fair point, and that T should have been crossed. But I was looking into it, and Holyfield and Lewis didn't have a rematch clause for a draw as far as I could find. And it happened immediately afterwards, right? Because there's so much demand for it. But what I really wanted to talk about was, like, if I was Wilder, I'm done with Eddie Hearn. Like, I'm done. I'm going on to Fury. Let Fury take his tune-up fight. I'll fight Ortiz in the fourth quarter of this year. And then next April, I'm fighting Tyson Fury. The split's going to be just, he'll get a favorable split. He can make just as much money with Fury because he would get a better split than he would with AJ. Right, then if he beats Fury, he's a legitimate lineal heavyweight champion of the world. He is the man who beats the man. Now he can demand a 50-50 split with AJ after that, and he's got a leg to stand on because he's a legitimate heavyweight champion of the world. He just beat Tyson Fury. So if I'm Wilder, my focus is completely on Fury, and I'm done negotiating with anything about Wilder. Fury, I'm going with Fury.
All right, well. Gary, thanks for calling in. You know, when we first talked about the Wilder-Fury fight, there were a few people that were like, oh, Fury should not do it right now. He's not ready. And then a lot of other listeners, you know, with a lot more historical knowledge, contacted me however they do, text via, you know, DMs and all those things, social media. And there's quite a few big names, like Muhammad Ali and others, that came straight back into championship fights, bro. Like, off of, I mean, not to mention, I want you AJ fans, because, you know, I'm calling you fans instead of protectors today to see if the knowledge that I'm about to give you seeps in before you, you know, put your foot in your mouth. Because AJ fought his best opposition coming off of a 2-year layoff. So, you know, Fury at least got 2 tune-ups in, or will have 2 tune-ups in before he fights Wilder. You know, you can't say the same for Vladimir Klitschko, who was not only old, but also coming off a layoff with no tune-up. So at least they're on par with that. You know what I mean? Hopefully the critics don't try to degrade either fighter, maybe. I don't know. But yes, It is that time, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to get out of here. We want to thank everybody that tuned in. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy these 5 p.m. Eastern time. What time is it over there, Rob? Yeah, yeah, he's on mute. He looks like a mime right now. Mr. Mime Face. He's still on mute.
He's still on mute. Rob, you're on mute, baby.
I was doing other shit. I was back in. What time is it now? It's 10 past 10 at night. We did start at 9:30-ish. So.
There you go. So if you enjoy these shows, hit the thumbs up button.
Shout out to
you more half past 10 shows on UK time. What you were saying, Mike?
Bring back the UK hour, baby.
No, Rob is ducking it. He thinks I'm not official. Now that I know the numbers is over, I'm catering to my UK.
Yeah, I just yes. I ain't having you sitting on here saying, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, man, you can't be doing that, man. You can't be doing that.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, we'll sort something out. UK.
We got to bring it back.
Yeah. But real quick, my final thoughts are, I'm with Ness. Wilder should try to forget about AJ and try to pursue that Fury fight. I think that would make him bigger. And that's pretty much it. But that draw has to come out. They got to change that. I am Mike Gross. You can follow me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911.
Don't forget to head on over to Patreon. We dropped Monday's episode of Untitled. And I know it's kind of ironic, or is it oxymoron, right? Because it's untitled, but they're starting to each have its own title, even though it's untitled. But I guess the untitled stands for no specific topic, as it's a free-for-all. All for one.
I was wondering, because you like a topic. I was like, I thought it was untitled. I thought it didn't need a topic.
I like to stay within top. Like, you know, have like 5 things that we are going to discuss so we're not just like rambling. But anyway, you can head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Catch Untitled, What to Do When You Go Limp at the Wrong Time. Yeah, that's right. That episode got a little crazy.
Shout out to
Anthony from Cincinnati, whose question turned into the title, and Nyjah and everyone else for their participation on the topics and questions. Remember, you can also get your topics and questions discussed on every Monday night episode. I'm going to stop saying 7 o'clock, honestly, because I'm working out now. And like yesterday, I went to the presser. They never have a Monday night presser, first of all. They never have a Monday presser. But the presser, uploading, that shit fucked up my whole schedule. I had to work out late, so we pushed Untitled for 1 hour. Usually I'm on time for the 7 p.m. Untitled episode. But yeah, I'm rambling at this point, so don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. Share the show. Drop us a 5-star review. Join Patreon to make sure that we're all here. Look, fucking Rob got a mixer. Mike is next. Come on, let's do it.
90 Where's seconds. The love?
And obviously, at the moment, as it stands, this fight...
He's terminated.
Follow me, UK Rob TBV, Instagram and Twitter. I'm sure plenty of you guys want to hit me up there right now and say, Rob, what's going on with your boy?
Yo, he's shining on you, man. You ain't got no
he's deleted
no sound bites. Peace out, guys.